Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
How do you hunt from a tree stand if you're afraid of heights? Serious question. What are your options? What can you do? How do you address this situation to maximize your chances of success? We're going to talk about that and more on this episode. Welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about hunting out of tree stands for people who are afraid of heights. True story, that's what we're talking about. Now, I want to start off with my own story, and that is I was always afraid of heights. In fact, I did not hunt from a tree stand the first several years that I hunted because I was just too afraid of heights to climb up in a tree. It, to me, wasn't worth it, wasn't worth the risk, wasn't worth the anxiety, didn't want to deal with it. And I'll tell you what eventually got me to get into a tree stand. Failure. Year after year of failure. That's what did it. That was the motivating force. Just failure after failure after failure. I think literally, I think it was 3 years of failure, something like that before I decided, okay, you know what, fine, whatever. I'll hunt out of a tree stand. I don't care. So that's sort of what pushed me to it. But then there was, okay, I've got the unction now to get a tree stand, to put it up in a tree, but there was still this fear of heights. So what did I do? Well, built the stand. Hoisted it up there. Man, was that a miserable situation. It was a ladder stand. It was high. It was the wrong angle. It took two of us and a hoist and half of a day and literally months of injuries to recover from trying to get this tree stand up into this tree. It was awful. Wish I knew then what I know now because it would have been a much easier process, but I had no idea. Did no research. Didn't watch any. I mean, just shooting from the hip, just running on sheer aggravation is the whole impetus behind it. Got it up under the tree. So what I did, what I had to do, was I had to triple up on safety. Now, the tree stand that I got was a ladder stand, came with one ratchet strap, and that holds it onto the tree, and then two other hand tie straps. I was like, what is this going to do? So it's called for one strap, one ratchet strap. I used, I think, four ratchet straps. All right, we're going to up our game here. If any, you know, this tree may fall, but this tree stand is not falling out of the tree. Just came to that conclusion, you know, that was not going to be an issue. I got a, you know, carabiner to clip my safety harness into that was rated at like 1,700 pounds. All right. And falling 1,700 pounds. I was like, okay, that should be more than enough for me. And all these things. So doubled up on straps, doubled up on safety, doubled up on whatever I could do. I made sure I got one that had a safety bar in front, which I found was actually quite useful as a shooting rest. But that little extra, you know, safety bar action helped me. I made sure I had ropes and clips for all my gear so nothing could fall out of the tree, and I had a good hoist rope and all that, and you know, it helped a little. And then I remember, you know, climbing up into the tree, putting on my safety harness. Well, I put the safety harness on the ground, but clipping my safety harness in at the top of the tree and going, okay, you know, doing the lean test, seeing how far I could lean before that thing tightened up, and just sitting there. And that's really, I mean, sitting in a tree, you know, with the safety harness on, it was not easy at first, especially in the dark and all this stuff is going on. It was complicated, you know. But, you know, within a few hunts, I got to the point where, you know what, I didn't like climbing up. I didn't like climbing down. But as soon as I was clipped in and my safety harness was clipped in and I sat down with my rifle across my lap, I felt at peace, right? Didn't have the anxiety. I felt fine sitting in the tree. Got to the point where I even felt comfortable, you know, just clipped in, safe, okay. Still didn't like the climbing up or the climbing down. It's still not my favorite part. But I got to the point where, you know, I still don't like heights anywhere else, but I'm okay in a tree stand once I've got my safety harness clipped in. And you can get a safety rope that you tie from top to bottom. And then you're able to, you've got your harness and it clips into that and it slides up with you. And if you drop, it pulls tight. So you can't ever fall more than 2 or 3 feet the whole time you're climbing in case you slip on the ladder or something like that. You can get one of those systems. They're not that expensive. Just add that on. And then I did other things. I made sure that I picked tree stands where the climbing system was solid. You know, I'm not a big fan of climbing sticks. I might break down and get a set this year, but I like the ladders, even if they're the stick ladders where, you know, one section clips into the next one, clicks into the next one, clicks into the next one. There's a pin that holds them together. So even if the strap holding the ladder to the tree snaps or breaks off, the ladder's on the ground. It is pushing against the ground. It's firm against the ground. It's all one piece. So, you know, if one strap breaks and that climbing stick falls, you go with it. I'm not loving that. I'd still probably use two straps even on one stick. But, you know, I doubled up on safety. I overthought it, over-engineered it, and then basically just forced myself to deal with it. And just to face that fear and to cope, because my, you know, the frustration of failure just pushed me to that point. And it paid off. It instantly paid off. I mean, I think, was it the first day? I think it was the second day in a tree stand I got my first deer. And it was just, you know, ever since then, it's been an excellent, you know, piece of my hunting setup. I've got multiple stands, not afraid of being in them anymore. I'm looking at getting another one probably within the next couple weeks even. So, you know, it's just pushing my way through it helped. So that could be advice for, or an option for somebody who's listening or for somebody that you know. You just grit your teeth, triple up on safety, you know, over-engineer your setup and just work on confronting and facing and dealing with that fear. So that's one option. Another option, they make different kinds of setups where you're basically in a hunting blind in a tree or up in the air, however they've got that set up. So you're fully enclosed. Either it's on some of them attached to the tree, but usually they're on stilts or they're on their own stand. So you build that, you climb up into that with a ladder, and you're fully enclosed, you're extra safe, you're basically opening windows to shoot through, and that can be definitely an option that can help. Those are usually more expensive, but if you've got the budget, then that can help you. In fact, I bet if you did that for, you know, a few seasons, you'd probably get to the point where, you know, going to a regular tree stand wouldn't bother you as much. You just, you know, push your way over that hurdle and you start to become more comfortable with a little bit of altitude. And the climbing's not as bad the more you do it. So that's another option. Another option is you hunt high, but on the ground. So what I've seen is great places to hunt. Steep hillside. Just too steep to hunt from. But a tree falls over on that hillside. Well, now you've got this tree that's fallen over, the roots have pulled up and pulled out, And you've got this little pocket that you can just sit in, where you've basically got flat ground on the side of a really steep hill, and you've got these tree roots in front of you, which are giving you some cover, and you can see anything that goes around through the valley or the plain that's below you. So you're on the ground, but you're hunting from altitude. And that can be a good option to help someone that's not ready to take the step of climbing something. So you're able to get up, you know, you could be even higher than a tree stand from where the deer is, and you've got the cover, which is the really important thing. Just leaning against the tree high up on the hillside or on the side of the valley or whatever is not going to be great, because deer will look even at the bases of trees looking for predators. But if you've got that cover of the overturned tree, of the roots sort of pulled out of the ground in front of you, you've got that pocket, you can sort of nestle down in that. You got your camo hat on, you sit still, you can get away with some things all of a sudden. So that can be a really good way for someone that doesn't want to get into a tree to make use of some altitude. Now, it can be a pain to get up into that spot. It can be difficult depending on where you are. And well, here's the way it's going to be, right? There's going to be one of two things it's going to be. It's either going to be really hard to get to that spot, or it's going to be really easy to get to that spot, and it's going to be really hard to drag the deer out, right? Because you either had to climb up the hill to get there, or you came from the top, and then you have to drag that deer up the hill to get it out. So that'll create some work for you. But
hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you've got something in the valley, something down under you, that is, you know, that's a deer movement point, that's a pinch point, that's an access point, that's a, you know, a deer trail, that's something on the way to a food plot, whatever it is. If there's deer moving down there, and then you set up there, that can really give you a lot of the benefits of being in a tree stand. You don't have all of them, but you've got that cover from the roots overturned in front of you, which is a natural thing deer are used to seeing that. So those trees that have fallen over and those roots that have pulled up, you know, that doesn't spook deer. And you can lay low in that. You can sit on a comfy seat even. You can even lean up against the roots. You can put a blanket down so you're not leaning against the dirt, or, you know, especially if it's wet, whatever you want to do. All you got to do is be still and quiet. Get your rifle handy, and you're able to hunt from some altitude. You're able to make use of a lot of the benefits of a tree stand, but you can stay on the ground. And it's cheaper. You know, that's an extra bonus. Doesn't cost anything. So those are three options. Number four, which I really, you know, hesitate to include on this list, but you've got a hunting blind. And I don't think you can substitute a hunting blind for a tree stand. You do not get the benefits of a tree stand. You do have benefits beyond that are over just hunting on the ground, you know, hiding in some bushes, leaning up against a tree. There are pros there. I do hunt from a hunting blind, one of my spots, because there are no trees. You just couldn't put a tree stand there. I wanted to put a tree stand there, but there's just no trees to be had. So hunting blind lets you get in the places where there aren't trees, but it's not a substitute for a tree. If I had a tree in that spot, I would hunt from a tree guaranteed, because the benefits are a lot higher, it's a lot easier, and you're not going to get spotted as often, you're less likely to spook deer, you don't have to leave it set up for months for deer to get used to it, and all those things. So, you know, hunting blind it's not a plan B, it's more like a plan C. And really, if you're thinking about using a hunting blind, it ought to be because there are no trees. That's when you would use one, right? But, you know, if I knew now what I knew years ago, I would have been hunting from hunting blinds, because you do get a huge boost in the concealment area, and you're able to hunt on the ground. And, you know, I've talked about it in a previous episode, but when I was hunting from the ground, leaning up against trees or sitting in bushes or whatever it was, I'd say 4 out of 5 deer spooked. 4 out of 5 deer that I saw, they noticed me in one way or another. Some of them would blow, some would stomp their foot, some would jump and run, some would just trot off in the opposite direction. But 4 out of 5 deer when I was hunting on the ground spooked. They noticed me and then they got out of there. Hunting in a tree stand, I'd say, you know, more than the inverse of that. Maybe 1 out of 10, 1 out of 8 deer that I would see might notice my presence or notice something was amiss, you know, and just maybe they didn't run, maybe they didn't blow, maybe they didn't stomp, but, you know, maybe 1 in 10 or 1 in 8 deer would notice something. Maybe they smelled my trail coming in. Maybe they winded me. Maybe I was being careless and standing up and stretching when they walked by, whatever it might have been. But, you know, maybe 1 in 10 or so actually noticed that I was there, and some of them spooked. So the difference is unbelievable. You go from 80% of deer spooking and running away to maybe 10% noticing you're there, and maybe just a fraction of those are actually running. When you hunt from a blind on the ground, I've noticed it's somewhere in the middle, right? It's, you know, maybe 1 out of 3 deer notice that you're there or that something is amiss. Maybe they don't all run, maybe they don't all snort, but they walk out and they just notice something isn't quite right. 1 out of 3 maybe. But what I found is if you wanted to shoot that one, you could have. So it's not that bad. It's, you know, now of course some of you get busted more, but, you know, much, much, much better than just hunting from the ground. Still not close to as good as hunting in the tree, but it is somewhere in between them. But if you can get off the ground, if you can get altitude, you get the most benefit possible from hunting whitetails, at least in my part of the country. So I would recommend if you can push through and get into a stand, and triple up on safety and over-engineer your setup, that's the best option. If you can, if you've got the budget to get a more sophisticated high-altitude option, like a fully enclosed blind or, you know, all the a bunch of different brands make them. Basically, it's a treehouse. You know, however you can get that engineered, you know, you've got a lot of benefits there. It just costs a little more. If neither of those are good options, you can look for gaining altitude and finding something like a down tree and a root ball or something that you can get behind and hide behind to give you some cover while still maintaining some altitude, and you can get some of the benefits there. And if none of that will work for you, there's probably a couple other options, but I'm not thinking of them. I would say in that case, go for a hunting blind because it's, you know, the best option for being on the ground. And the best way to make use of a hunting blind is to brush it in. You know, you want to use what I call the 100-yard test. If you can see that hunting blind from 100 yards, then you just need to assume the deer can too. So you want to get that hunting blind. You don't just want to pop it up in the middle of a clearing. And that's where mine is, because there's nowhere to put it to brush it in because of the terrain. Mine is literally just on the edge of the clearing, and it's not brushed in. And there's nowhere to brush it in. There's not any way to hide it more. So I think I'm spotted probably more than I ought to be. But it is what it is. It's just the way to hunt that spot. It's not great, but it works more often than not. But if you can brush it in, if you can hide that hunting blind, don't put it in the field. Put it in the last few feet of the woods. Have branches and trees and tall grass and stuff around it. So literally, you are walking by, you might not notice it, and then the deer might not notice it either. Then the only thing that might give you away, other than just some, you know, gross movement, would be your scent. And that's the best way to go if you're hunting on the ground. So I hope that's helpful for you guys. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes for this episode. Lots of other episodes on deer hunting, turkey hunting, predator hunting, whatever kind of hunting you're interested in, chances are we've got something for you there. And please leave me some feedback. Send me an email. Hit me up on Facebook. Subscribe on iTunes. Would love to hear from you guys. Would love to get your questions. Would love to do an episode in the future based on your feedback. So till next time, God bless you and go get them in the woods.